This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Across the border from El Paso, Texas, the city of Juarez is being torn apart by a drug war. The number of murders in Juarez has jumped from 300 in 2007 to roughly 1,500 so far this year. In the last 2 weeks, there have been multiple killings. 8 men were gunned down in a seafood restaurant, 8 others were lined up and shot at a school, and on Sunday night, 6 were killed at a pool hall. As NPR's Jason Beaubien reports, U.S. residents are also getting killed in the violence.
The call comes over the police radio that 3 decapitated bodies have turned up at a used car lot. Federal police in ski masks and black stormtrooper uniforms surround the scene. They clutch M15 assault rifles as they scan the gathering crowd. Across the expanse of yellow police tape, a woman wails and pounds on a man's chest. This has become an all-too-common scene in Juarez, where on average 7 people are being gunned down every day. At almost the same time that the coroner was poring over this murder scene, gunmen across town were ripping apart a Crown Victoria with automatic weapons fire.
When they stopped, I showed my face in the window, and I saw this brown car fleeing the scene.
Rudy Garcia starts to shake as he describes the shooting in front of his house.
And there was a car that was all, you know, shot at, and then this guy came out of the car with the head all beat with the blood all over the head.
Nationwide, the number of killings attributed to organized crime doubled in 2008 to more than 5,000, and no city has been harder hit than Juarez. The murder rate here is 5 times higher than in 2007. But Garcia says all types of crimes are skyrocketing.
The criminals got into the schools and robbed all the teachers, and they told the teachers that they were going to come back for the Christmas bonuses of the teachers. If they don't do it, they're going to take hostages and the children and kill the children and kill them. So these teachers didn't come back to school. Their schools are closed.
2 of the nation's most powerful criminal groups, the Juarez and the Sinaloan cartels, are fighting for control of Juarez. Both groups move billions of dollars worth of drugs into the U.S. each year, and their hitmen carry high-powered assault rifles, machine guns, and even grenades. President Felipe Calderon has sent thousands of federal police and soldiers to confront the gangs. But as the federal authorities focus on organized crime, Juarez's municipal police force has collapsed. Hundreds of local officers have been fired for corruption. And in this vacuum, crime has been allowed to flourish.
They were all like, already shot you once, I'm going to kill you right here if you don't give me the keys of your truck.
Julio runs a small one-hour photo studio in a row of shops on the south side of Juarez. He's been robbed at gunpoint twice in the last 3 months. He doesn't want to give his full name because he says he's terrified. The first robber shot his co-worker in the leg and demanded the keys to a flashy 4-door pickup truck that was parked out front. The vehicle actually belonged to a customer at the hair salon next door.
They went next door and they pulled the gun on the little girl so the owner of the truck could give the keys.
Julio says the police took statements after both robberies, but nothing ever happened. He says the authorities in Juarez don't do anything.
If you want to defend yourself, you have to have a gun in your business so you can kill whoever comes here. And that's what people are doing. People is starting to getting guns, starting to put himself armed, so because this thing's out of control.
Despite the fact that guns are illegal in Mexico, Julio says the only reason he hasn't gotten one is that he can't afford it. The drug trade affects almost every part of the country. According to the UN, Mexico has become the world's largest producer of marijuana, and Mexican cartels control most of the cocaine that's sold in the United States. In recent weeks, at least 6 top law enforcement officials have been arrested and accused of taking hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes from the cartels. Oscar Minez, who teaches criminology at the Autonomous University of Ciudad Juarez, says this is also an American problem.
The power that the drug cartels have are fueled by the consumption of drugs in the United States.
He points out that the cartels also get their arsenals of high-powered weapons north of the border.
The quantity of weapons that the criminals have at their disposition is enormous. So, I mean, I understand the difficulty of the state of the federal government to fight it. It can be done because I don't think that the cartels are more powerful than the state at this moment.
At this moment, but the situation continues to get worse in Juarez, and the violence continues to grow. November was one of the deadliest months ever in the city, with 184 people executed. Juarez pushes right up against El Paso, Texas. The two cities are tightly linked economically. Many people have family members on both sides of the border. Since September, at least 7 U.S. residents have been gunned down in Juarez, including this woman's uncle and cousin.
My family is naturally living here in the border. It's naturally that half of the family used to live half in El Paso, half in Juarez.
Sitting in a cafe in El Paso, she recounts how her uncle was shot at his Juarez hotel in October. Then in late November, gunmen in Suburban strafed the hotel again, killing his daughter, her cousin. Finally, heavily armed men in SUVs attacked her cousin's funeral procession, killing another cousin, that cousin's boyfriend, and wounding a 10-year-old boy. For security reasons, this woman doesn't want to be identified. She says the dispute started when her uncle refused to pay for protection from a local cartel.
And these people interrupt the house and kill him in front of the kids, the grandchildren, so I'm sorry.
Referring to Juarez as my city, she says the place has been kidnapped by organized crime.
They act with all the impunity in front of everybody. They don't care because, of course, that they have the connection with the government. Everybody knows that. That's why a lot of journalists and people that start to open their mouths, they've been killed. So this is a war.
Her uncle and the cousin killed in the funeral procession were both U.S. citizens. Law enforcement officials in Texas at both the local and federal level say they don't and can't get involved when Americans are killed across the border. They have no jurisdiction in Mexico. Amidst all the killings, a pair of lost camels wandered into downtown Juarez at the beginning of December. Men were building life-size nativity scenes in several city parks, and then the two camels, looking like lost members of the wise men's entourage, wandered in out of the desert. They'd escaped from an amusement park. For several days, the fuzzy pack animals displaced the decapitated bodies and gunshot victims from the front pages of the newspapers. Even when a federal prosecutor was gunned down at a stoplight, the camels led the local TV news, in part because this city is exhausted by the relentless violence. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.